Well, since it's Friday and we're thinking about the weekend, it's time to go to the movies and time to start your annual viewing of 2011's likely Oscar nominees for Best Picture. Our movie guy, Paul Preston at themovieguys.net, joins us live now. And Paul, it's always a pleasure talking to you on Fridays. Let's check out this first movie, The Descendants.
I'm the backup parent, the understudy.
I thought you were supposed to be getting your act together.
I've been doing really well, actually. Nobody ever seems to notice that.
And with Elizabeth, my wife, in the hospital, my daughter's attesting me.
Look who's here. Get out of my underwear, you freak.
Oh, okay. Don't back inside now.
Real good job you're doing.
All right, Paul, in the words of Marlon Brando, could it be a contender?
It absolutely is a contender, made even more of a sure thing to get a nomination when it won the Golden Globe for Best Drama last weekend, and deservedly so. This is a great movie. Unlike other films we might talk about that are in the mix for Best Picture, like Hugo and War Horse, which I thought were a little overdone, less is definitely more with The Descendants. Alexander Payne, great filmmaker. Every movie he's made is fantastic. If you've seen some of them, Election, About Schmidt, Sideways. The Descendants, also a great film. He's batting 1,000. This movie plays the truth, whether it's comedy or drama, and it just really resonates with you. It's not trying to be a movie. It's just trying to be truthful. And it really, really connects, and I'm rooting for it. Great film.
All right.
All right, Paul, here's The Artist. And you know it's a silent film, and it's we got just a little bit of music here. But we want to know what your thoughts are about that.
Well, it's interesting that you swing in the preview, I think, just to try and, you know, hey, we got no dialogue to present in this trailer. What can we do? So we use this classic swing tune. But the score of the film, once you get into it, is absolutely fantastic. It really has to guide the viewer through every sequence of the film, and it sometimes surprises, and it sometimes, again, just adds to the background of the action that's going on screen. But the score won an Oscar at the Golden Globes as well, and that's not going to be the only nomination this film gets. It's going to be a Best Picture nomination for sure. That won Best Comedy or Musical at the Globes as well, and this is your front runner. And for me, very deservedly, this is the number one film of last year as far as I'm concerned. It's a movie in love with movies. So when you have a whole award show dedicated to the movies, and you knock it out of the park the way The Artist did, they are definitely on top of the heap.
So you're putting your money on The Artist.
The Descendants is making a run, but I currently put the money on that. Yes, and I'd give it to them if I ran the Oscars, which one day it would be a nice thing.
All right. Well, critics love The Tree of Life. All right, there you have it, Paul. It's a little bit of music, but this is Brad Pitt and Sean Penn in this movie.
Not a silent film, despite the clip you're playing. But there's a lot of... This is a long, slow movie that moves just like that clip does, with haunting music. There are just randomly sometimes sounds of the ocean waves, which I sleep to at night, so it was dangerous to put in a movie. But this is the number one critically acclaimed film of the year. You poll all the critics, I think this film comes out on top. That being said, it's such an art film. It is so daring that I don't know if it's going to connect with the mainstream audience. It certainly hasn't at the box office. So will a personal art film that I personally couldn't get into be a film that ends up at the top of the Oscar heap? I'm not sure. Critically, it seems to have. Oscars, it's kind of an outside shot, depending on how many nominees they're going to have. Some years they have 5, some years they have 10. They're talking about maybe 8 this year. We'll see if it squeezes in.
Okay, that is Paul Preston, our movie guy at themovieguys.net. As always, thank you, Paul.